Players ready? Play. 15 seed here, 26th of August. I'm in New York in America for the start of the US Open. And played on a hard court at Flushing Meadows, and the centre court is the Arthur Ashe Stadium. I feel as though I'm very well prepared. My lead-up tournaments were very good at Montreal and Cincinnati. I played well at both. Cincinnati was my heartbreak tournament, where I had match points against Francis Tiafoe in the semi-final and lost, so had trouble getting over that, but I have done so. And my schedule this year was to make sure I didn't have a tournament in the lead-up to Slams, and so I arrived here early, and there were hitting partners and courts are plenty, so I feel as though I'm well practiced, refreshed, ready to go, so no excuses there. The talking point in the lead up to the US Open has been off court. Number one player Jannik Sinner tested positive for cholesterol, apparently had two positive readings in March of this year. He was cleared when he was able to persuade the International Tennis Integrity Authority that the banned substance entered his system via a massage, that his physio had sustained a cut in his hand, used a spray, some over-the-counter spray that contained the cholesterol, and when he massaged Jannik without gloves, as you would, that caused the positive reading. And because he was able to identify what had caused the issue and give the explanation within 10 days, then not only was he able to avoid suspension, other than, I think, the tournament that where he tested positive, so he loses some prize money and some points, but he's able to then play on. The fact he was able to do it within 10 days meant it was kept private. So what seems to be the sentiment? Do people generally think that Jannik Sinner is a drug cheat? No, they don't. Do they feel that the explanation is entirely satisfactory? I think no. I think there are some reservations. Is it going to work fairly for everybody? Would other players have the same ability to detect the issue and give a convincing explanation within 10 days? Would they have the resources available? I mean, this was a personal masseur, but imagine if it had just been an ATP masseur from one of the tournaments, as you would use quite regularly. How would you have any prospect of being able to identify the same issue or the same reason for the positive test? So I think Simona Halep, who took, you know, over 18 months to clear her name and was branded a drug cheat in the meantime, might feel a little bit hardly done by. So I don't accuse Jannik Sinner of anything untoward. I think he seems a decent bloke, very professional. He's given an explanation. I'm happy to accept the explanation. What I'm a little unhappy about is I can see it won't work evenly for all players on the tour, and I think I'm uncomfortable about the fact of the privacy. Now, whilst I understand it in some respects, I can appreciate why they would do it. I think if you're a professional athlete and you test positive for a prohibited substance for whatever reason, if it's an innocent explanation, you stand up and you give it. You don't just have to convince the integrity authority. I think you've got to prove yourself in the court of public opinion, and you should give up without fear or favour. This is what caused it, and if your explanation is good enough, then that should be sufficient. It's the privacy, I think, that is giving people some degree of reservation. So I think I'll wait to hear all of the debate and the argument before I reach a concluded view. But they're my thoughts to date. The US Open draw has been announced, and of course you always look at your own draw and you look at the draw generally. So I'm looking to see that We've got Sinner and Alcaraz again in the same half of the draw, and Novak Djokovic in the other. Some great matches on paper. Whether it works out like that remains to be seen, but Sinner and Tommy Paul, I'm looking forward to. Draper and Alcaraz for a potential Jannik Sinner, Carlos Alcaraz semi-final in the bottom half of the draw. Fritz will have to beat Casper Ruud and Zverev to get to a semi-final to play Novak Djokovic, who seems to have a reasonably good draw. So I think, again, the match of the tournament could be semi-finals with Sinner and Alcaraz if it works out that way. Fritz and Djokovic is perhaps my tip down the bottom. But, of course, I'm looking for myself, the 15th seed. And if it was to go by the draws, and we can't say it'll always go by the draws, Brandon Nakashima, an American first up, good player, top, high 30s, probably just missed a seeding. Then if I was to win that, Karina Busta of Spain, then Mazzetti, and then either Zverev, Fritsch, and of course Djokovic in a semi first to get that far. So I think it's a fair draw for me. It gives me an opportunity. I feel ready to go. So when we come back after this break, we'll talk about Brandon Nakashima. 15th seed here in Flushing Meadow, New York, in America for the US Open, which is about to start, and I've been drawn to play American Brandon Nakashima. I think it's good on playing an American. He'll have crowd support, and yes, the Americans can be pretty passionate, not always unbiased, but Brandon's a good guy, a good player. He'll have a good reception, but he won't play up to the crowd. He'll just get on and play. I really like the way he plays his tennis. He cut his teeth on college tennis. Very good backhand. Likes hard courts, good backhand. He's unassuming. He'll just get on and play. I'm looking forward to the matchup. I'll have to play well to win it, but I've got good prospects if I play my best tennis. And, of course, I'm trying to do that by way of a game plan, which is a heavier, flatter backhand. And I have to be good because there'll be a lot of backhand in the match, and try and put more on my second serve and control points. So that's my matchup, and looking forward to it. In the meantime, I tell myself I must go and see the Louis Armstrong House Museum. I never do, of course, but I always say it. But I'll prepare by going to Peace Food Cafe, which is vegan, vegetarian based. Nice people, good, nice feel about it, pretty relaxed, good plant-based diet, which is important for me. So until my first match against Brandon Nakashima, it is, as always, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.